Blog Talk Radio.
Whisperer. I just love saying that. But I'm happy to be here tonight with you all. Once again, we want to thank you all for your time and your energy. The whole family over here at Enhancing Awareness Radio appreciates you all. Gratitude to you all. And tonight we'll be doing a couple of live readings on the air. We have a couple of callers. And I'm just going to allow people to just receive the clarity that they need along this journey that I've been in. And it's very powerful for me because, I often have, like, one of the early on, my first thing about doing this thing, and a lot of people are like, you know, hey, this is stuff that's priceless, in which it really is. So I cannot put a price on it. So I'm always talking about live readings or doing these things because I know a lot of people are not in a place to either pay for it or not willing to do so, or whatever the case may be. But you still need that clarity. So if your soul is crying out for something, you cannot run from that. If you're looking for answers, you cannot run from that. But the problem is a lot of us are taught to look for these answers outside of us. And so once you begin to really tap into yourself and tap into inner you, the inner you, your soul directs you in different places. The universe begins to respond to that. So as you begin to ascend, as you begin to climb into your higher self, as you begin to come forth from the night, as the divine Baba Heru says, as you begin to come forth from the night, as the Egyptian book of coming forth from the day speaks of, you begin to realize that there's other things here that you cannot see. There's powers and things working for you and also working through you that you must allow to use you. This is our God's purpose. This is our soul's purpose. The numbers reveal those things to us. And they allow me to connect those things. So the angels are speaking through numbers. The universe is always speaking through numbers. Numbers is what makes up the whole fabric of this universe. It can all be broken down into a mathematical equation as well as you can. So those the numbers are powerful. I am increasing my intuition within the numbers, and they're so divine within me, and I am always in gratitude to be able to see them in the light that I do. So I allow that spirit to always use me. So therefore, the enrichment comes from not getting any money, which, you know, I ain't going to die. Need it. You know, we all need it in this damn physical world. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I am at peace without it. You know, I am not moved by what I have or don't have. So I know that my soul's purpose is to do exactly what I'm doing. So I love it. You know, and I know we probably got some callers on the line. And I'm going to get my notebook out here. Let me see what's going on. I'm pretty sure there's some people looking for some clarity right now. And I would love to give you the clarity that you're looking for. So if you're feeling inclined, if you would love to do so, feel free to call in. And I would love to speak with you, and I would love to give you the clarity that you're looking for. But I just want to speak more on a post that I made earlier today. And I haven't got back to getting to that post yet, but I just told people to, if they were looking for words of encouragement, if they were looking for something to, you know, just some clarity, you know what I mean? I told them to just drop their names or drop the time that they saw the post. And when I tell you that this post was, it did way more than I thought it would. And a lot of people don't even understand the energy involved in these type of things when we do these type of divination work, but that's all it is. All right? So I'm doing this work, and I got over 188 comments on this thing. And it's like everybody's in a place where we're looking for something. Some of us don't know what we're looking for, though. So you have to figure out, you have to even, if there's certain places that you have to move past in your mental psyche in order for you to fully, truly receive the message that the universe has to bestow upon you. Your life's purpose is written in the numbers. Everything about you is telling in the numbers. And the most powerful thing that we possess is the power of free will. See, we possess the ability to really change and recreate our lives at any given moment. See, you are, as a man thinketh, so as a man is. You are only a sum of your thoughts. So when you totally understand that, you have to really delve into the depth of why am I thinking what I'm thinking. And so a lot of us are trying to fill a void in our lives that it can take some of us a lifetime to fill this void. Some people die never fulfilling this void, and they live a life of so many regrets. So many people die with regrets in their lives of not fulfilling their purpose, of not living up to their own potential, of not even realizing why they're here. And it's so sad to see. I know I've had family members that has lost their lives that way. My mother, my grandmother, like these people live their lives for us, solely for us, and not even really truly fulfilling or having a sense of happiness. And I tell people that our ancestors, we're not meant to repeat what they did. We're meant to learn from them. We're meant to evolve. We're meant to do better than them. this is what they want. They want us to learn from their trials and tribulations, not make them our own. We're still enduring the same suffering that our ancestors did. We're allowing ourselves to go within the same cycles that our ancestors went into. And this is not pleasing to them. But the shift in consciousness is real. We are in the age of Aquarius. So, you know, the age of Shu is upon us, the age of air. See, this is why the age of intuition is so powerful right now. Things are moving at a cosmic speed right now. You're waking up whether you like it or not. Your consciousness is calling you and really connecting with you whether you like it or not. See, this is the power in the universe. See, as above, so below. So the cosmic shift is real. So you can run from it all you want to, but all you're doing is running from yourself. Because all it is about you resurrecting you. You becoming the best version of you. You losing all those aspects of you that you know that it's always you versus you, my people. Like, I promise you, it is always you versus you. And until you fully understand that, you cannot get out of your own way. This is what the numbers allow me to do. The numbers allow me to see into your life. The numbers allow me to really understand what energies are influencing you, why you're feeling the way you're feeling at the time that you're feeling it in your life. Why you should be going on the road that you are looking for, the mission that you should stay on, why you should stay the course, how you can stay the course. See, these things are very, very crucial to the knowledge of really finding yourself and really coming at peace with yourself and coming into one with yourself. These were things that were already given to us from birth. These were things that were already bestowed unto our ancestors long, long, long before we were even thought of. And the whole problem is they stole this knowledge from us, y'all. They stole it. They took it. And it's not even a coincidence that we are now looking to get it back. We're now looking to find ourselves. We're now looking to regain the knowledge that was stolen from us. But our ancestors were powerful. They knew we would lose our minds. They knew we would not be able to find ourselves. They knew there was coming. It would come a time that we would have to awaken. So they did certain things to allow these things to happen as they should. And this is what is happening. It is going on, y'all. Whether you want to accept it or not, the shift is real. Your mind is changing. The whole energy about you is changing. Your life is changing. Everything that you know is being questioned. Everything that you thought you knew is being questioned. See, beyond the veil lies your truth. Until you're able to lift that veil, until you're able to fully understand that you've been put under a program, but also a spell. See, this is the power of the knowledge that they had. See, they took our knowledge and they used it against us. And those, like, when you see these numbers everywhere, see, there's no coincidence that you go somewhere and everything is 99 cents, all right? There's also no coincidence that everything that you do is tied into a number. Your whole life is revolved around a number, your social security number, your driver's license number, your birthday. You have to present all of these numbers whenever you go to places, or else they will not deem you as somebody that they can deal with. They say you're not a citizen if you don't have these things, see? Numbers rule us. See, a lot of you don't even realize how powerful these numbers, how crucial they are to our lives, and how your whole life has been revolved around one number. One number. One number is what your life revolves around. And that is the time of your birth. See, the time of your birth can tell you so much. This is why birth charts are predicated off of these things. See, the time of your birth, the day of your birth. See, once you begin to add these things up, it's only adding up to aspects of you. And I often tell people that the zodiac wheel lives inside us all. Taurus lives inside you. Aquarius lives inside you. Aries lives inside you. Gemini lives inside you. You were just born under one particular energy. So this makes that energy dominant upon you. But all these things were in alignment in a different space, in a different time when we were born. So there were all different energies influencing our creation. See, this is the power of this. See, this is why we must begin to smite our weak, the oneness that we seek, beginning to pull all of ourselves back from all of the things that we've been given to, Because that's all we do is spend our life doing that, y'all. So this is why I love what I do, because it allows me to really be at peace with myself, because it allows me to see how far I've grown, how far I've come. See, my success is not predicated off anything I have. My success is predicated by when I see or when I hear someone say, you know what, you helped me out so much. The reading that I did with you guys, it changed my life. I see things so much clearly now. I see things so much better now. That is the gratification that I get. That is all that I need. I promise that is all that I need. Man, I just had a thought about speaking with people across the world doing these numbers. And, you know, when you begin to truly embrace your divinity, people will not know how to respond to it, especially those that are still under a spell. They will not even believe or even try to fathom the idea that you can even do these things that you say you can do. Who he think he is? Who, what? He think he can look into my life? Oh, man, it's crazy how people will question it, but then the same ones that question it, all you have to do is continue to walk in your truth, and I promise you eventually they'll be hitting you up. They'll be hitting you up because they'll see it's for real. And they'll be like, well, I know you've been doing it for a while now, so I just decided I'd ask you. You know, I've gotten it a lot. I've gotten the skeptics. I've gotten people even trying to test me, trying to see, do I even know what I'm doing, or am I just saying this? And I know, because energy does not lie. So I just want you all to know that I love what I do because I genuinely love all of you. See, this allows me to tap into certain things because the universe, a blade of grass, operates on 528 hertz. Love is the most powerful frequency. It is the most healing frequency. See, love evolves all things. Love is the essence of all things. Once you see the love within yourself, you're able to tap into the divinity and the love within all things. See, it is so powerful to be able to do this. And I've been doing more delving into different numbers and different frequencies and how these vibrations make up our whole bodies are made up of frequencies, sounds, vibrations. You were created from a thought which created a vibration. See, before there was matter, there was thought. See, you got to understand the process of creation. And then you will understand the divinity of these numbers. See, there's so much power in these numbers, y'all. I'll tell you, I'm in love with them now. And every time I see them, y'all, when I do, it's like I'm going to have to fight to not try to go too deep into these messages. I can't even drive down the street and looking at license plates and street signs and so many things. It's just numbers everywhere. Just think about it. Numbers are everywhere. So there's messages for you everywhere. You just have to be in a place to receive it. A lot of you do certain things at the same time every day and don't even realize that you do this. A lot of you wake up at the same time every day. You go to sleep at the same time every day. You make sure you get to work at the same time every day. And no matter how hard you try to get to work on time, you always late a few minutes. No matter how hard you try to get up out that job and get to the house, you always get to the house around the same time. You always get to get where you need to be eventually, but it's always on time. See, that's what they say. God is good. He's always on time. See, time. How do we measure this time? That is the question. So, there are some things that we have to figure out, my beautiful people. Some very, very, very powerful things that we have to figure out. And I believe we have a caller on the line. So we won't keep them waiting too long. We'll go ahead and bring them on. And I'm going to get my notepad out. I'll be ready. Hello, are you there?
Yes. Is this Dwight?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Hello, Queen. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much. Let's see if I can raise the volume because I can't hear you too well.
Hold on one second. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, and who am I speaking with, may I ask?
This is Georgette.
How you doing, Georgette? How are you, beloved?
I'm doing well. I would love to have a reading from you.
Okay, one second here. Now, I'm going to just look into your numbers and see what I can see. And
okay.
I will allow them to speak to me and see can I tap into whatever energies you have around you right now. So, when is your birthday?
It's 7/17/1958.
Wow. I'm going to tell you how this is not a coincidence.
Okay.
Not only is your birthday 7/17, right?
Right.
You called into the show around that same time.
Oh, wow.
This is how powerful these numbers are. There's messages for you within these numbers. And
right.
I don't even have to look into your numbers too deeply to even see the divine messages that you're receiving. There's a sacred energy around you right now. You've been in solitude a lot. You've been alone lately. You've been
yes.
kind of driven into this. You've been kind of taken to this state involuntarily. You were not looking for this time in your life. It just kind of hit you, came out of nowhere. But you must embrace it. There are new things on the horizon for you. There's a new beginning waiting for you. But first you must allow things to really, you must live in the moment right now. It's about you really appreciating your life for what it is right now in this moment. You're having trouble really finding gratitude for certain things. And you're thankful for other people and things like that, but you should be in gratitude for all the things that you've created in your life. You should really be thankful for you right now, for your own life. Within the solitude that you're in, you're going to find so much peace there. Embrace it. Stop allowing yourself to be used and stepped on by others. Use your voice. It is powerful. Things that you are dealing with, you only created them. You didn't even realize that it was happening to you. But now you look back and you see these things for as they are. You're starting to see people for who they are. You're starting to recognize that all the things in your life, like, you created them. So you're trying to pull yourself back out of it. Stop trying so hard. Less effort is the best effort. I promise you, you will come out of this a whole new person. You must stay in the present. You must really love on yourself right now. And what I mean by that is stop trying to prove yourself and your worth to other people. They're not worth it anymore. You are. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
So what is going on with you, may I ask?
Well, I resonated with what you said in terms of being in the moment and being grateful for my life the way it is now at this present moment. And I am grateful for other things, and so both are true, that I am grateful for some things, and yet the struggle that I'm going through is actually needing to move by next week, not having a place, not having the money to move, and knowing that there's a lot of pressure to do so.
And the message in the 717 was from the angels. You've been praying a lot. Your heart has been heavy, though. You've been weary mm-hmm. with doubt. Allow these things to happen. Anything that you're struggling to hold on to in your life right now is meant for you to let go.
Right.
And I know that's kind of hard to believe, and I know that's kind of hard to accept, but you are in a place right now where you must reach out. There's people in your life that are willing to help you, but you're in too much of a prideful place to even say that you need the help, because you're used to being so strong for everybody else that you don't even know how to be vulnerable right now. Allow your vulnerability to take you to a new place. You are Life Path 11. I am also 11. This is the 2. So you bring balance to all situations. Your intuition is starting to heighten right now. Your life is trying to move you in a different direction. Your soul's purpose is resonating with you. The energy of the eight is upon you. It's time for you to move into another an infinite realm of loving yourself, an infinite dimension of being whole and complete, knowing that you are enough, knowing that you are not attached to anything outside of you anymore. That is where you find peace in the moment. That is where you are like the tree by troubled waters, unmoved. The stress is clouding your judgment. It's hard for you to see things as they are right now, because you want to hold on to so many things that you're losing in your life. Allow them to release from you. Free yourself from them. The universe is trying to move you in another direction, but you must allow your cup to be empty, see. I made a video on this very, very topic earlier, and it's about letting go, releasing, allowing your cup to overflow. Until you fully do that, you're only going to repeat the cycles in your life that you've been repeating over and over and over. You have to make the necessary changes for you right now. You have to break those cycles for you right now. Nobody else is going to do it for you. You are your own savior, as well as you can create your own hell. So it's time to save yourself. It's time to stop looking for everybody else or anything to do it for you. It's time to just accept those things as they are. I know you worked hard for what you have, and it's like it's hard to believe that you might have to let these things go. But I promise you there is greater things waiting for you. Just embrace the journey. Embrace it. I promise you it's going to be okay. Your thoughts are controlling your reality right now. So your fear is really controlling everything around you. So you must resonate on another frequency. The moment you have a negative thought, you must forget it. Replace it with something positive. See yourself in another place. See yourself joyous. See yourself happy. Know that the universe is working for you. This is why we're having this call. The 717 is a message from the angels. That is a representation of the seven archangels. Your guardian angels are with you. They're watching over you. They're guiding you. I promise you that. That message is very real. The first three numbers in your birthday is 717. And the time that I even looked at, the last time I even looked at the clock on my phone, it was 717. So nothing is coincidence, beloved. Embrace the journey. Everything is going to be all right.
I have no problem letting things go. That is not my issue whatsoever. In fact, I only wish that I could have people take what I have so that I don't have to move it, so that I don't have to feel weighed down, so that I can start totally new. I don't get attached very much to things. The only things that I hold on to are my children.
That's good.
You know, in terms of course, my love for them. That goes really deep. But as far as external things, it's all energetic. And I know that energy is wanting to shift, and it's wanting to transmute. It's wanting to change. And that this needs to go, because it's vibrationally not going to be, you know, on my frequency.
Exactly. See, it's all just confirmation for you. And the letting go isn't in a literal sense. The letting go is so much more deeper than just those words. See, we get complacent where we are. We get comfortable where we are. And that's what I mean about letting go. Like the old things, or not being attached to the physical aspects, but sometimes the emotional ties are even harder for us to let go of. So even our children are not our own.
Right.
And so they have their own lives to live, and you have yours to live. And the seven, even with the one in it, represents new beginnings for you. So you've already embraced the journey, and that makes it even more powerful for you. So that means that you're walking straight on frequency. You're walking into purpose right now. So just keep going. You got it. Keep going. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Man, that was she's in a powerful place. Sometimes we can confuse words in a literal sense and not even get the unseen meaning to a lot of things that we go through. There's so much subliminal messages, subliminal tones within our thoughts that we don't even know what they're attached to sometimes. And when you use certain words and people don't identify with them, it's simply because they're not viewing it in the way that you view it. See, I understand things, and I can tell when things are kind of off. And she's in a powerful place, and she's going to manifest her new home. It's going to happen for her. I know it is. Okay, now we got another caller on the line. And, okay, now who is this? How you doing, beloved? Hello?
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 I'm sorry. Hi.
Is this 678 area code?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
Regina.
Regina? Okay,
yes,
Regina. When is your birthday, Regina?
01/08/1979.
1979. The year I was born. You are life path 8. I've seen that 8 energy around you. You are very, very motherly. You have a few kids. How many kids do you have?
Two.
Mm-hmm. They change your aspect, of course, naturally. But your connection with them is so strong because of the 8 energy. And right now, things are coming to an end in your life. Like there's cycles, there's things that you've been going through that you've made it through. You pushed through some real trials and tribulations last year. And hold on, let me see your cycle here. Wow. Okay. Yeah, a lot of the things that you tried to do last year was like failing, like it didn't work. Like it was like a lot of trials and tribulations for you financially. But this is going to be a good year for you. Mostly everything that you did last year is going to manifest this year. This is the year of manifestation for you. Just remain focused on your goals and know that everything that you're trying to achieve, you will achieve. Just keep working hard towards it and keep moving towards it. And keep walking in that light. Visualize yourself being where you want to be in your life. Visualize yourself being in that comfortable, peaceful place. I feel like you want to travel. You want to get out. You just want to live. It's going to happen for you. This will be a good year for you. Embrace the journey right now. Do not watch the doubts because they're only distractions. Like any little thing that's happening right now, and it's like pulling you back to somewhere else that you were in your life. It's only a distraction to try to keep you from focusing on everything that's coming. So walk into it, know it, claim it. You know what I'm saying? Start writing down, writing it down. Start writing some goals down. Plan some goals, some short-term goals this year. September should be a good month for you. Really October, October and September will be a good month for you. So plan some things for then. If you are within a job, you should try to push for a promotion or a raise or a better paying job is going to come along. But either way it goes, more money is coming to you. You've been waiting for it, you've been wanting it, you've been pushing for it. It's coming for you. It's coming. It's going to be a good time for you. Because you're allowing things to end. You're allowing shit to just, you know, like, I'm done. I'm through with that. I'm not giving that no more energy. So that's where you at. And that is allowing things to manifest within your universe. So it's going to be a good year for you.
Good. Good, because that's so funny you picked up financial. It's really been a struggle after my divorce. Like, that was, almost 4 years ago. And it's like nothing will open. Nothing. I like, I tried everything. Like, the universe didn't want me to work. I was like, how am I going to pay these bills? How am I going to do this? I mean, I'm stressed.
But it led
depressed.
It led you to another level of faith. It led you to another level of trust. It led you to another level of spirituality, another level of consciousness. You began to view everything differently. So because of you, because you began to walk into it, the universe is now responding. Like, that's what's happening. You called in. I took the call at 7:31, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And that shows you being in a divine, sacred place. You've been allowing. You've just been pulling back from all the people, recognizing them for the bullshit ways they were, the people you thought or you know ain't down for you. You ain't even listening no more. You allow things to happen for you right now, and things are beginning. Cycles are ending, and things are beginning. So that is what's going on with you. So allow it. Like, you know it. You feel it coming. It's coming. Keep feeling it.
Right.
Start visualizing yourself, Dardo. Start really now using your mental magic. Start seeing yourself in that light that you want to be in. Start writing down what you want. Start telling the universe what you want from it, and it's going to start responding. I promise you that.
Wow. I believe it, too, because I have been writing it down. And it's funny, like, one thing I wrote down was, like, I'm going to get me a new car this year. And I wrote it in 2018. I said, I'm going to manifest this. And my car just happened to break down maybe a week and a half ago. It was just like, oh. But I got a new car.
Right.
got a new car. I mean, I knew I was going to get one, but I didn't know it was going to be this soon. But I wrote it down, though.
And I'm going to tell you why things are manifesting. This is your power, your cycle, your personal year is in a three right now. And this is the year of the three. So your year of being manifestation is in alignment with the universe right now. So whatever you want to create, this is the year to create it. Whatever you're thinking about investing in, whatever you're thinking about creating for you, whatever you feel like going to work, do it. Like, there's no coincidence. You know what I'm saying? And then you take those chances, you take those leaps of faith, and you just believe it and continue to walk in and continue to journal, continue to write these things down, and continue to manifest, continue to see yourself there. Like right now, that's why I said your mental magic is more powerful, because you're writing these things down, but don't allow the mental blockages to get there. When you wake up in the morning, visualize yourself into that place of greatness, into that place of wealth, into that place of prosperity, of health, and joy, and happiness. Walk into it every day. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Definitely. Yes, you're so right on that. I mean, I've been through a lot, but you know what? It made me who I am today. And what my ex-husband had to do all this and that for me to be where I'm at. You know, at first I didn't understand it, but it's like, now I get it, you know. And that's so true, because, like, my faith has changed. I mean, the way I look at life has changed. Everything. It's just like, I don't even look at it like how I used to. Anymore.
And it's powerful. It is very, very powerful.
Yeah. And it's so funny that I'm attracting other people that's very like-minded, like me.
I mean, nothing is coincidence. We're on this call for a reason. So, like, nothing is coincidence. As you know, everything in your life now is happening at light speed. Like, everybody you meet, every conversation you have is for a reason. So you already know, like, the journey is going to be so great and so powerful for you.
Wow.
So you can, if we're not already friends on Facebook, you can send me a friend request, and I'm pretty sure you can follow me. Reach out to me anytime. We are now cosmically connected.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I will. Thank you so much. I enjoyed this reading.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Man, I just love when you meet people in good energy of the universe. Just let you know, like, to let them know that all of their heart's desires is about to be answered for them. It's very, very powerful. I guess we'll go ahead and take the next caller, which is an 817 area code. Hello, are you there? Peace.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
How you doing, brother? You all right?
Hello. I'm good.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm all right, King. What's going on with you this evening?
I'm doing great. You know, it's Friday. My name is Manny. This is my first time calling doing one of these things, so yeah. you know, like everything is divine timing, right?
Okay. When is your birthday, King?
February, 2/16/82.
2/16/1982. Okay. Oh, my brother. You're battling with some things right now. Or you just got done battling with some real emotional things. You just had a real emotional breakthrough in your life. You're really starting to really trying to heal yourself, brother, from the inside out. You pull back from a lot of people right now. You're starting to feel in a vulnerable state. You've been in solitude a lot. You're not really a people person, but you rock with people, they cool, you know what I'm saying? But you good when you by yourself. But your solitude has been feeling different to you lately. Let me see something. You just went through a hard year last year. There was a lot of things that you went through, man. You had a lot of emotional, a lot of a relationship, a breakup. If it wasn't a breakup, it was somebody that you loved dearly that something, it's a tie broken. It was a very, very heavy emotional tie broken for you. It opened up a very, very dark place for you, and you've really pulled away from it. You've healed from that place, but you're looking for more confirmation. You are in a very, very good place right now, brother, but you feel like you're not, your doubts are consuming you right now. You must not really feel like there's no mistakes, there's only lessons. Everything that you've been through in your life has prepared you for where you are now. Like, the eight energy is on you. You must embrace the eight energy, the nurturer in you. It's time for you to nurture yourself. It's time for you to really understand that you are enough. You are a life path 11, which is a 2. You always bring balance to everything. People have looked to you for so many things, leaned on you for so many things, and you've allowed them to do this. You've allowed them to just beat you down. You've allowed them to just use you, and you're tired of it, bro. And there's no coincidence that you're in this place in your life, because now it's time for you to evolve into something greater. This year is going to be a very, very powerful year for you. Things are going to manifest for you very quickly. They already have began. You're starting to see the light. You're starting to pull yourself out of this place like you've been doing it for the past few months. You really gotten over a real, real, it was very deep for you, man. I just feel like I need to look deeper into your numbers, because it was very, it was something that was going on. What's going on with you, brother?
Oh, wow. Oh, well, you were like on point with everything that you basically said. I mean, it was, things to happen. I was laid off. I have this issue going on where I'm having to have hip surgery. in May. So I went through that last year, and I was laid off and financially struggled. You know, I did meet someone, and it didn't end well, but it really tested me where I did go to a dark place. And I, like I said, I kind of went to a real dark place. Yeah. You know, I think I was now I'm at opening spiritually, because I've always been raised in a church. Yeah, it was right, like something happened. And you could tell Keith, and I couldn't really explain it, but something happened in the midst of all of that that seemed to, like, take out a weight off of me. So I guess that's what I've been dealing with. I guess just trying to, find out. Because I've been having a lot of dreams, and my dreams just been really crazy, and I've been just trying to gain sense of it.
You have psychic powers, bro. You have a very, very powerful intuition. Your diet is very crucial for you right now. Your throat chakra is off right now. You need to be able to really speak your truth. It is the time for you to really be transparent in who you are. It's time for you to really become authentic within yourself and to yourself. The more you really delve into yourself and allow yourself to peel back every layer of your hurt, every layer of your pain, the more you'll be able to hear yourself and others through it. See, this is your purpose. This is your life's purpose, bro. You are meant to teach others from your life lessons. Like, everything in your life has prepared you for everything that you're going to walk into. This year, things are going to show you and reveal to you who your life or who you really are. Embrace it. Those things happened to you for a reason. They made you a better man. They made you a better person. They made you a better God. Embrace your powers. Embrace your divinity, brother. I'm very interested to know what kind of dreams you've been having. You all right? I heard you drop the phone.
I could jump through the phone because I'm like, oh, shit. You on, like, because, I mean, I was born in the stuff that I was going, because I was supposed to be having a show coming, but after this little bit of what I was on top of, when I was born, my grandmama told me I was born, I had a veil on my face because I was supposed to die at birth. But she told me when you were born, you had a veil on your face, she said. So she told me I was sensitive, very sensitive to spirits. I was able to see ghosts when I was a kid, like things I was able to see, like we're talking my granny about, you know. But these dreams been like, I told, like, they've been very dreams about just a lot of destruction, just a lot of things that's about to happen, just a lot of things that I see is about to happen.
Within the world.
Yeah. And crazy, because I used to have these dreams as a kid, but as I got older, they became every other night. Well, when I was going through this battle, just last year, they were every night. They were so bad that I went to the doctor. I didn't want to sleep, and I was going to the doctor to get medicine, too, because when I didn't want to sleep, but I did need to sleep, so I was battling. And I was, you know, and because the dreams would wake me up, like, and I, you know, and I was just afraid of them because it was just a lot that I was seeing. And then kind of what was the crazy thing is I was talking to a friend of mine just last week, and he told me about a dream that he had had, and it was like the same dream that he said I was having, but he was looking at me in the dream, and he was saying it was about me. So it's just like, yeah, these dreams been really weird. And, you know, for you to
tell me
just,
about
you
one
know,
dream.
Huh?
There's one
okay.
dream that is standing out in your mind that you want to tell me about. Tell me about it.
It's a dream where it's like a bunch of people. I'm looking down at a bunch of people. They're all down. They're, like, looking up at me. There's a lot going on down there. I see some people are, like, getting hurt. I see people, just destruction, fire. And I'm, like, and people trying to get up to where I'm at. Kind of put it like that.
I just made a prediction that fire was going to be very prevalent around this time. You don't even understand the realm that you're operating on right now. You're operating in the spiritual realm. Your subconscious mind is waking up. Your soul is resonating with you. That was your soul looking down on everything else. That was your soul understanding that you are here to save souls, see, but not in a savior sense. You are here to help people connect with their souls. See, this is how we help. This is how light working begins. Your light working abilities are waking up within you. It is time for you to really embrace your journey, and that way people are going to resonate to you that just want to know what you know and just want you to help them heal and not even know what they're looking for. You have very, very powerful psychic abilities. You're trying to receive messages, but you must embrace them. You must get past that fear right now. Love and light is the best place to cover yourself. I always remember that you are protected and you are safe. Don't allow... The reason why you can't break through those dreams is because that subconscious mind won't allow that fear to allow you to really see that dream for what it really is. See, it is you observing the world through your soul. See, you need to look into what is called the Ascended Masters. Yeah, you're going to have to send me a friend, Chris, bro, because this conversation, we're going to have to get real, real more. I know for sure that's the knowledge I'm supposed to give you. The energy of the Ascended Masters is around you. Once you look into that, you'll see what the Ascended Masters are and what they represent. And it's time for you to get into meditation, a deeper meditation. And I can help you with that. I can give you different mantras to do. And you just ask them, the Ascended Masters. You just ask your spirit guides. You ask your guardian angels to take you to the Ascended Masters. So you have to ask to be taken to these Ascended Masters. You see yourself as a ball of energy. You're sitting in the middle of other bodies of energy. There's 13 of them. And you have to imagine yourself within the middle of them, connected to their minds. It's a mental state. It's you got some powerful things going on with you, bro. If you really embrace your divinity, you have some real gifts to bestow into the world. So, yeah, bro. Make sure you reach out to me and send me a friend request because, yeah, we'll have to talk and we might end up on the phone for hours.
I'm going to have to send you one because I'm just blown because it's just, you confirm a lot of, I'm like, I have chills because it's crazy. But, I've always been open-minded and I never, been a skeptic, but not a skeptic kind of, what I'm saying, when it came to these things because I kind of, I believed in them, but how you're raised not to believe in things, what's the... Right. The barrier,
talk to you,
you know what I'm saying? So, but I've always, had thoughts. So Keith used to tell me, and so I decided to today just like, let me just go ahead and, wow. So,
good. All right, ready, bro. Appreciate you. Gratitude.
All right,
gonna talk
appreciate
more.
It. I'm going to send you a friend request. All right.
Okay, bro. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Man, that was. That brother has some real powerful energy upon him. This energy is real. That's all I'm going to tell y'all. Ooh, this energy is so real. Yeah, I will be talking more to that brother. But, okay, we're going to go to break real quick, y'all. I need a moment. We're going to go to break, y'all. Peace and blessings. I appreciate you all for your time and energy. I'm just elated, y'all. I don't think I'm over messed up or nothing. I'm over here vibrating on such a high level right now. Like, y'all pulling I got chills all over my body right now. Like, because I embody the energy of the Ascended Master, right? And when I connect with any type of energy that is around that form, it sends me to somewhere else, like it does. And just now I recognize how that energy affects me. So it's like being able to understand and overstand where somebody's going in their life. Where somebody's hidden in their life and the direction that they should take. And because we all control our own reality. It isn't that I can dictate what is going on in your life. That is not, do not go to these readers or people that is trying to tell you within the next 3 months you need to quit your job, you need to do it. Follow your heart, all right? These things are only to guide you to where you need to be. Your free will is what separates you from your destiny. So what are you choosing to do? Serve your higher purpose or your lower purpose? That is the question. We appreciate you all for your time and energy. And we're going to go to break. Thank you, thank you.
seen the grid. Open up that eye. I know they see the trails all up in the skies. Ancestors around me blowing with the sage smoke. Ain't no sleeping around here, yeah, I stage woke. Plant seeds in the soil, yeah, I'm in the garden. Trying to break the system down, that's where we get started. Eating clean, ain't trying to kill us with these GMOs. Running with a pack of wolves like I'm in Minnesota. Black fist up, yeah, it's getting real. Energy in motion, no more sitting still. Liberating minds, no more chains on you. My knowledge be the bullets when I bang on you. Spreading all this love for these hating niggas. Always dropping jewels cause I stay with them. Cleaning up this mother earth, yeah, we gotta live. It's okay to take a little, but be down to give. Geometric signs got me tapped in. Said, watch this knowledge make you hit a backflip. We living in the now, you talking past tense. This light I got is shining everlasting. Hey, watching all the news say the same shit. Feeding you this bullshit information. They gotta keep you ill, they make money off medication. What keeps the system going is really the education. Killer flu shots, poison babies with these vaccines. High frequency, you don't know, you better ask me. While you're talking, I'll be looking at the fact sheet. Subconscious got me sitting in the backseat. Yeah, you see the chakras, man, I got them lined up. Starting from the bottom, now the mind rising up. Still sleeping, I ain't worried cause they time is up. Universal cosmos, I see it lining up. Gotta keep it real, they be looking like a mannequin. Start talking healthy, everybody get to panicking. Lost in illusions, they can't see through the fantasy. I'm 360, Fibonacci with the galaxy. Sun gazing, feet grounded to the source though. Tapped in with the stars, no more horoscope. This God mode, you might wanna take some notes. You can be the Black Panther, I'ma still be the GOAT. Have you seen the grid? Open up that eye. I know they see the trails all up in the sky. Ancestors around me blowing with the sage smoke. Ain't no sleeping around here, yeah, I stage woke. Ancestors around me blowing with the sage smoke. Ain't no sleeping around here, yeah, I stay woke.
Peace, 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 and love, beautiful souls. Peace, peace, peace. We back, we back, we back. I appreciate you all for your time and energy. It's been scintillating, to say the least. Many of you may be still listening in and wondering, how is this happening? I'm going to tell you, I even wonder sometimes, but I used to wonder even more. But I know now the source is infinite. We're all connected to one source. Once you reach a certain level of consciousness and your gifts begin to unlock and you begin to embrace them, things begin to wake up. The universe fills you with clarity. So I am always in gratitude, as I said before. So I really, truly thank you all for allowing me the opportunity to even see or be able to look into your lives. So we'll go right into the next caller and go ahead and keep it going. So we got a caller from a 540 area code. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Beautiful. Hi, Beth. How are you? I'm enjoying the show. Thank you. Yes.
You are very much so welcome. And what is your name?
It's Lynn.
Lynn. Okay, Lynn. And Lynn, when is your birthday?
2/15/1954.
We've had a couple of Februarys in here tonight.
Yes.
Your numbers. Or divine. You are very intellectual, so you're very good at grasping things. You learn quickly. You are the nine. You are the master teacher. You can be a bit egotistical at times when you're off balance, when you're not fully, on. you can come across as somebody who thinks they knows it all. You can be a little bit reluctant to receiving knowledge at times because of your ability to overstand things. You see things from a different light, but you've been moving into a different energy. Not so much as just getting away from who you are, but embracing a different aspect of yourself. The more loving, the more family orientated you are, like the head of the household. People look to you to handle things. You do these things very easily. You're very, very motherly and loving towards other people's kids. And like they're, you love them like they're your own. And you're moving away from some things in your life. Well, really, you've been in a joyous place. It doesn't feel like you're moving away from anything. It just seems like you're coming more into a comfortable place, a peaceful place. And it's like you're wanting to do more. Like you wanted to do more with your time and your energy, but it's like it's the time for you to conserve it. Let me see what cycle you're in right now. So we just had, his birthday was on the 16th and yours is on the 15th.
Yes.
Nothing is so incidental. So did anything I say resonated with you?
Yes, it is.
Now, this year, a lot of things that you want to happen, and it seemed like that to you already, like it's just not working. Like, a lot of the efforts that you put into this year, you're not going to reap the benefits of it. It's not going to be until the next year when you really see these things manifest for you. So it's just a year that's going to kind of test your faith on a couple of things. But your faith is very strong. You're very spiritual. You're a very, very spiritual woman to the point to where you trust a lot of things in a lot of different ways. But it's a different kind of faith that you're walking into now. It's the faith of the truly being the unseen. See, and that is why the numbers of the 3, 6, and 9 kind of govern you. That is the unseen realm, the spiritual realm. That is the fourth dimension, the field plane. These are where our thoughts and where life manifests. So this is the plane that you're operating on right now. So it's trying to tap into you and allow you to, like, your spirit guides and the universe is with you and harmonizing with you and just allow this year to be at peace and just understand that everything is working in your favor and there's polarity and duality in all things. And just see the divinity within yourself. And the more you do, you're going to recognize it in everything else around you. So don't allow yourself to be moved by anything this year, anything that is not happening for you quick enough. Okay. Things are not going to happen for you when you want them to this year. But you used to making it happen quick. You used to putting in that work and used to seeing it happen. But it's going to be different for you this time. So now you're going to be able to look at those things for as they are. You're going to recognize that nothing is coincidence. Everything happens for a reason. So if it doesn't work out the first time, it doesn't mean stop trying. So make sure your effort is always keep putting forth. Make sure your faith is always with your works as you've always done. So just maintain the same outlook that you've been having, stay in that joyous place that you're in.
Yes, I'm there. Thank you very much. That was very uplifting.
Okay. Are you okay?
You have... I'm good. Yes, thank you. It was very uplifting.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. I'm really enjoying the show.
You too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Man, and she said a very, very powerful word because that is something that I wrote down to really... be able to uplift people. You know what I'm saying? And it's very, very powerful when you hear people say it. Like, that was very uplifting because she meant that. And I took it and I received it. Gratitude, beloved Larry. Gratitude. I thank you for your time and energy. So we'll go into the next caller. We have a 412 area code. Hello, all you there, caller. Hello? From the 412?
Yep, I'm here.
How you doing, beloved?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. What's going on with you this evening?
Nothing much. You probably hear my baby in the background, but
it's okay.
I'm relaxing.
You living life.
Exactly.
So, what is your name?
My name is Kia.
Kia?
Yep.
Like K-E-A?
Kia, like the core Kia, K-E-Y-A.
Okay. What? When is your birthday?
June 15th, 1986.
Wow. June 15th. I said wow because I already see the numbers of love in your numbers. I already see this, you are a very, very loving person. You have a very, very nurturing aspect about you.
Yeah, very.
You've been a person that sees the love in all things. Like, you able to get along with people that other people don't. You know what I'm saying? You're like, I'll just stay all right with me. You don't like them, but they all right with me. You know what I'm saying? And it's because of your genuine nature. So let me look a little deeper into your numbers here.
Be having me cry now because I'm sensitive.
How can I really tell you sensitive? Wow. Okay. Well, beloved, last year was a very, very, you had to make some hard decisions in your life last year.
Yeah, never lie.
You went through some changes. You moved last year. And you're in a new place, though, right now. You're in a new place. You're in a new place emotionally. You found a different feeling of love for yourself. You're really starting to heal yourself. You're starting to heal yourself. You've embraced so much of you. You really, it's a beautiful thing. It is so divine to be able to vibrate and really become the love, the source of your own love, and pull all your power back and not need anybody's love to validate you.
Yep, damn.
It has changed your life. It has changed your frequency. You see your kids in a different light. You see yourself in a different light. You are beginning to walk in your divinity now. This year is about that. It's about that love for you. It's about you maintaining that love. It's about you keep vibrating on that 528 hertz. Keep that love flowing within you. It is infinite. It is abundant. It is supplied to you every day, and because of it is going to allow you. Do not allow the troubles, the things that seem like they are reoccurring in your life right now. They are not happening. It is only a distraction to keep you from believing that things are changing and you are in a better place.
Wow.
You got to believe in it right now. Your faith has to be as small as a mustard seed right now. You don't need a lot of faith right now. So kind of think about it, pray about it, manifest on it, let it go. Do not continue to pray on the same things over and over and over. Allow them to happen. Trust that they will happen. Keep the faith. Do not allow these distractions to pull you back.
Okay.
Keep remembering that you are the master of your reality. You control these things by simply controlling your thoughts. You've moved into this space, and it's very powerful for you. Stay in that space, Queen. Stay in that space. There are small distractions that are happening right now, and it seems like things are like maybe going and spiraling down for you right now, but they are not.
Dark.
It's only things are only getting better, and it's only trying to make you feel or make you try a little harder. It's trying to pull you back into that state of feeling like, all right, this is not going to work. I'm going to do something different. it's going to work.
Yeah,
it is going to work. Trust it. Trust it. Yes, okay. That is, you are Gemini, and it is on you. So embrace the Gemini. A lot of people, it is about embracing your opposite. But the mm-hmm. Gemini energy mm-hmm. is also about the brotherly love. See right. It is also about you becoming that source of love for yourself. And that way, the genuineness, mm-hmm. the more you want to love your others, because you're very loving towards others.
Mm-hmm.
And not only you are Life Path 11.
Yeah.
So your intuition is divine. You have psychic powers as well.
Yep.
Your power of clairvoyance is very powerful. See,
mm-hmm.
You see things very clearly before they even happen.
Yeah. Happen. Yep.
Yeah. And it's like it happens right before your eyes.
Before your eyes. Yep.
Yeah. Embrace it. Your divine witch is waking up, your inner witch.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for you to embrace your magic. It is naturally in you. You can't run from it. There's
mm-hmm.
a lot of candle work. It's a lot of candle work that you've been.
I swear.
Yeah.
Over the last month, I really have been.
Yeah,
wow.
You've been doing some candle work.
Shut the hell up.
I feel it. The universe is responding.
Mm-hmm.
Things are manifesting for you. All the self-love work you've done.
Yeah.
All of those things are happening for you. Continue to walk in your journey with love. Continue to embrace your divinity.
Wow, I most definitely will.
This is only confirmation for you.
Yep, that's exactly what it was. What I asked for.
Yes, you got it. I'm humbled and gratitude to be able to give it to you. I really am.
I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Like I just asked for this last night. Yes, literally.
Well,
and I just so happened. I ain't gonna say just so happened because it's supposed to happen. But I logged on Facebook and seen Keith had tagged me in it. I'm like, oh, I love numerology. Like I've been getting into that. Like. So, yes, to be able to get this confirmation of what I've been feeling and what I've been knowing.
Well, make sure you send me a friend request. Yeah, make sure you send me a friend request. And
I sure will.
Anytime you have any questions on the knowledge, I am not one that will not pick up the phone or answer any messages. Don't hesitate to reach out. Do not hesitate to reach out, beloved. I'm here for you always.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're more than welcome. Namaste.
You too.
Man, I love it. I must simply say I love it. It's beautiful. The frequency that I began to vibrate on, man, it's free. I love it. Like, yeah, it's, oh, man, you don't even understand. Like, I'm over standing up. I've been standing up the whole time I've been on this phone. And, the energy will not allow me to sit down. I can't get comfortable, man. It's crazy. But I am comfortable. I'm good. So we're going to go on. I just want to thank you all. That was so elating for me. That was so enriching for me. Every time I do it. And I promise you, I must share with you all that it's exercise for me. Because I'm always knowing that, you know, repetition is the mother of all skill. So I'm always exercising my skills with these numbers, y'all. I'm always exercising my gifts and using them. And the best way to do that is helping other people in the process. So I don't, you know, sometimes I got to be honest. I apply the knowledge to my life. I plan things on certain dates. I try to do things at certain times. I can't help but do this. Why would I not? You know what I'm saying? What is knowledge without application? It is merely a thought. It is merely someone speaking what they call facts. I don't speak facts. I speak energy. It's different. It's very, very different. So it is not coming from me. It is coming through me when these numbers speak to me. And I love it. I embrace it. As I now look at the clock, and it is 8:18. Those are the cycles of endings, karmic energy, all the things that I put out is going to be read back to me infinitely and abundantly.
And I would like to say peace to my beloved family, peace to my beloved beloved goddess. She's always holding it down. She is just so energy and so cosmic. Man, just to hear her speak sometimes, like, she's, I tell you what, you can spot Jesus. If you cut the lights off and allow a million people to just scream some shit, you will know where Jesus at. You hear her voice is not to be duplicated. Her energy is not to be imitated. You hear me? Like, if you don't feel her vibrations when she speaks, you are not, you have not broken the spell, I'm going to say. Your ass is still under spell. Because if you don't realize it's just Earth, bitch. It's just Earth, bitch, and Jesus' voice. You hear me? So, yeah, man, you saw, we took a hard hit. Oh, man, we took a hard hit. And I want to tell you, too, Jesus, there's no coincidence that you're on this phone or you listening in to the call. Because I know that, remember we once spoke of the new souls being ushered into this realm. It is happening, as we once spoke of. This year is happening. So the new age, the new souls are being ushered in. So, yeah, I know you feel a shift. I know you do. Of course you do. Why wouldn't you? But I want to say thank you and gratitude to the whole Inherence Aware and his family because, you know, we always support and uplifting. I appreciate you all. Gratitude to you all. May the divine in me meet the divine in you. Thank you all for your time and energy. Peace and love, beautiful souls. Gratitude, gratitude. And the numbers have spoken tonight. Embrace them. Watch out for them. They're always talking to you. They're always watching you because you are always watching you. Peace and love, beautiful souls. I love you all. Namaste.
Becoming one with the element.
I am the element.
I am the element. one with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. Look, I'm just trying to spread the light, dropping knowledge on sight. Can't stop the truth. Earth, wind, fire, water. Yeah, you feel the elements. Time to get in. I'm one with the sun all day. At nighttime, I'm one with the moon. Tapping in with all these frequencies. Mind going up like a high balloon. I think it's time to go within now. Cause this ain't the first time we've been around. Can you hear the sound? Please, no interference. Dropping knowledge nowhere near finished. Feet grounded while I'm levitating. This is healing music. Yeah, we medicating, meditating, elevating, never waiting. Mother Nature got me out here celebrating. Cause I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming one with the element. I am the element. One with the element. I am the element. Becoming